WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Today, we're thinking about the people of New Orleans and the people from Mississippi and Alabama who were displaced by the flood. And as we think of them, we're also thanking New Orleans for one of the many things it's given the world, its music. And we're hearing from some of the great New Orleans musicians. Also with us today is Nick Spitzer, who is a folklorist and the host of the public radio music series American Roots. Nick, the next person we're going to hear from today is Alan Toussaint, who has a really interesting place in the history of rock and roll, one of the great behind-the-scenes figures. In fact, he used to fill in on piano for Fats Domino, who you were talking about earlier when Fats Domino was out of town for recording sessions. And he wrote Toussaint wrote the songs Mother-in-Law and Working in a Coal Mine, It's Raining. Hmm. He produced Dr. John's album, Right Place, that had the hit Right Place, Wrong Time. He produced Nightbird, that had the Patti LaBelle song Lady Marmalade. And would you talk a little bit about the importance of Alan Toussaint and what he means to the city of New Orleans now? Is he still musically mm-hmm. active?
Oh, he's very much active, and I think I've always loved his last name, Toussaint, or Toussaint, as some people would say. And it, in French, it means All Saints. And he is really best understood as part of that Creole Catholic tradition. His people came from upriver, and he grew up sort of upriver part of New Orleans above Carrollton area. And he's a mingler of those sort of old frilly kind of Creole runs on the piano with a kind of a basic R&B sensibilities. Very dapper gentleman. And while a lot of his songwriting hits and arranging occurred in the 60s, he had later collaborations with Paul McCartney and the band. And he, is kind of known as a bon vivant figure. He walks around in white suits with, sandals and drives an old Rolls. And, he's just a beloved sort of down-home aristocrat of the music in the city. And very genteel, sweet man. So he's just had his hands on the piano and in an awful lot of pies around the city. And, he's one of those people that if we'd lost him in the storm, I think the sense of the future possibility of New Orleans would be quite diminished.
Do you know how he fared during the storm?
Well, he was missing for a little while. Everyone was missing, I suppose, depending on how you define it. But he turned up in New York, and I've been hearing him, on radio and elsewhere. And, I think he lost the Steinway down on the first floor of his house and some of his studio. But he said the second floor is fine. And, he made some comment about how I'm the music, so it goes on. And, I think he's going to do just fine. And it's people like him coming back to the city and getting going again. That's going to inspire a lot of people. I hope he gets back soon.
Well, let's hear from Alan Toussaint. And this interview with him was recorded in 1988 in the Fresh Air studio. He was at the piano. Alan Toussaint, welcome back to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
I'm going to start with a request to play one of the first songs that was a big hit for you that you wrote, Mother-in-Law.
Oh, yes, it was one of our very first ones.
This was originally recorded by Ernie Cado.
Right.
Could you play it for us your way?
Every time I open my mouth, she steps in and try to put me out. How could she stoop so low? Mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law. Why Satan could have been her name, mother-in-law, mother-in-law. To me, they're about the same, mother-in-law, mother-in-law. If she'd leave us alone, we would have a happy home. Sent from down below, mother-in-law, 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 mother-in-law. I come home with my pay, mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
She asked me what I made. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law. She thinks her advice is a contribution, but if she would leave, that would be the solution. And don't come back no more. Mother-in-law, mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
So how old were you when you wrote that?
Oh, let's see. I guess 21.
Were you married?
22. Oh, no.
Right.
But mother-in-law was a national joke.
Right, that's true. It really was at the time. Things have changed.
Yes. The mother-in-laws themselves weren't natural jokes, but most comedians used to use that.
That's right. So how did you first start writing songs?
Well, I came up imitating most people that I heard on the radio. I imitated most piano players, of course, and most all kinds of music. And after I would play and become totally saturated with it, I would sit and randomly play around. So little melodies came, and that started my writing.
You know, I think two of your influences have been Fats Domino and Professor Long here, two of the great New Orleans musicians. Do you think that I mean, I think they can be heard in your style. Would you play something of theirs and tell us how they affected you?
Oh, yes. Well, Professor Longhair, I must say, of the local people, local meaning New Orleans and the New Orleans area, has been the strongest influence on my playing and even some of my writing, the way I construct certain things. Early Professor Longhair, things like... First heard that as a child, that just knocked me out. And later on, Professor Longhair began to add things to his music like... He was very, very important to me.
Was it hard to learn that when you were young?
Not hard. It was very, very exciting. Once I heard it, I could get involved. It was just the idea of it, how unique it was to me. It was off the beaten path of most other things that were all generally related in some fashion. But Professor Longhair didn't seem related to anyone else who was out there at the time.
I remember one of your... early recording sessions was filling in for Fats Domino because his piano track hadn't been laid down yet. You really could play in Fats Domino star Professor Longhairs and Ray Charles. How did you learn how to play like Fats Domino?
Well, Fats Domino was flooding the market. He had so many recordings out, and he discovered a secret to success with triplets. So as a child, I could... immediately hear what that was, and most of his recordings had that in it, except for one, The Fat Man, which I thought was very exciting, but he never recorded any more like that, which was a very different kind of piano. It was kind of raunchy, like... which was wonderful, but he never played like that again except maybe on one other tune. The rest of them was turned out to be mostly like the one I Want You to Know that I played on it.
Right, right, right. We're listening to a 1988 interview with Alan Toussaint. We'll hear more after a break. This is Fresh Air. We're devoting Fresh Air today to memories and music of New Orleans. Let's get back to our 1988 interview with Alan Toussaint. You know, whenever I've said your name, one day it would be Toussaint and one day it would be Toussaint. And so I asked you how I should really say it, and you said Toussaint. But your father's side of the family used to say Toussaint?
My father used to say Toussaint without an without a T on the end.
It seems very common for New Orleans families to have different pronunciations of their names.
Oh, yes. Bonneris, Bagnaris, yes.
Right, right, right. Okay. I'm going to ask you to do another song. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Irma Thomas lately. She has a new record out, and you wrote some of her early songs, and you wrote a song she sings on her new record, as a matter of fact. I'm going to ask you to sing one of her earlier songs that you wrote for her called It's Raining. Would you do that?
Well, with Irma, again, she was sitting right there that day,
mm-hmm.
and it was raining. And Irma was a great inspiration for me. I could write for her all day long, and sometimes I did. And she was sitting there, and it was raining, and I could see the rain hitting on the window pane, and it was just perfect. Yes. It's raining so hard. Looks like it's gonna rain all night. And this is the time I'd love to be holding you tight. I guess I'll have to accept the fact that you're not here. I wish this rain would hurry up and end, my dear. I've got the blues so bad I can hardly catch my breath. And the harder it rains, the worse it gets. This is the time I'd love to be holding you tight, but I guess I'll just go crazy tonight.
It's Alan Toussaint at the piano in the Fresh Air Studio in 1988.